Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Republican Dan Bishop has won the special election for North Carolina's 9th Congressional District. Last year's vote was nullified after allegations of ballot fraud by the previous GOP candidate's campaign. Steve Harrison of member station WFAE reports Bishop is thanking President Trump, who's taking credit for Bishop's victory.
On the night before the election, President Trump held a rally for Bishop in Fayetteville at the eastern end of the district. The late push from the White House appeared to work. Bishop, a state senator, defeated McCready by 2 percentage points. Both sides saw the race as a preview for 2020. Bishop tried to tie McCready to the most liberal members of Congress. Bishop was the co-author of the state's so-called bathroom bill, which mandated that people use the bathrooms in government buildings that match the sex on their birth certificate. Democrats noted that President Trump won the 9th district by 12 percentage points. By coming close, they say it's a sign he's vulnerable in North Carolina. For NPR News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.
Severe storms ripped across the northern plains last night, and a confirmed tornado struck Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shortly after midnight. Businesses are described as heavily damaged, some roads are impassable, and a no-travel advisory is in effect because of downed power lines and trees. The Red Cross is opening a shelter for those displaced. Iran and Russia are saying they expect no changes in relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced he fired National Security Advisor John Bolton yesterday. Trump says he strongly disagreed with Bolton's advice on Iran, Afghanistan, and other foreign policies. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
An advisor to Iran's president says Bolton's departure is a sign that the U.S. maximum pressure campaign against Iran is failing. Here in Washington, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the sanctions will continue, but asked if there's a possibility now that Trump will meet Iran's president later this month, the secretary said, sure.
The president's made very clear he's prepared to meet with no preconditions.
Pompeo says he, too, had differences with outgoing National Security Advisor John Bolton, though he wouldn't elaborate on what he calls the palace intrigue. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
North Korea says Kim Jong-un has supervised the test of a new weapon systems. Pyongyang State News Agency calls it a super-large multiple rocket launcher. The statement comes a day after South Korea said Pyongyang had fired 2 projectiles into the sea. China says it's exempting some U.S. industrial chemicals from tariff hikes imposed in response to President Trump's tariff increases on Chinese imports. Beijing says it will maintain other penalties. This is NPR. The Census Bureau says the number of children without health insurance in the U.S. increased last year. NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin reports 500,000 more kids were uninsured in 2018 than the year before.
For decades, getting more children on health insurance had strong bipartisan support, and the insurance rate has steadily declined. Now that trend is reversing. For the second year, there was an uptick. In 2018, 5.5% of children did not have health insurance.
It's extremely troubling. We know that children who are uninsured are less likely to succeed in school.
Joan Elker of the Georgetown Center for Children and Families says Trump administration policies are to blame, cutting back Medicaid outreach efforts, increasing red tape for enrollment, and scaring immigrant families into not using government programs. The Census Bureau did not provide analysis, saying only that insurance rates are affected by economic and demographic trends along with changes in policy. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Ceremonies are being held in New York City, at the Pentagon, and near Shanksville, Pennsylvania today, commemorating the nearly 3,000 people killed on September 11, 2001. President Trump is due at the observance at the Pentagon. Vice President Pence is scheduled to speak near Shanksville. And former President George W. Bush is due at an afternoon wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.